Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Montreal's Palestine Festival came to Parc Angrignon on Saturday, July 26th. The new festival was called The Land Remains, Palestine in the Park. The event struck a balance between showcasing Palestinian culture and addressing the ongoing mass death and starvation in the Gaza Strip. Palestine in the Park was organized as a collaboration between the Quebec Foundation of Palestinian Canadians and the Palestinian Youth Movement. It was a family-oriented event with food, music, poetry, arts, crafts, clothing, and educational games. Events ran from noon until 8 p.m. This new festival was well attended and organizers felt it was a success. We spoke with organizer from the Palestinian Youth Movement, Rama Al-Malal, at the festival grounds.
This is a space to aggregate our community again and make sure that we are processing and understanding the current moment that we are in, and also understanding the path forward. And part of this is this collective nature of our culture and the way that we organize, essentially. Some of the other elements, are also a way to make sure that despite these attempts to erase our identity and our culture, we are still transmitting it to the younger generation, whether it be the music, whether it be the language.
The centerpiece of the festival was a display of two large 3D models of Gaza, made from wood and cardboard and other materials. One of these models was of the Strip before the Israel-Hamas war began on October 7, 2023. The other was updated for today. The contrast was meant to show what landmarks and areas no longer exist and illustrate the scale of destruction. The maps were created by the Kitchener-Waterloo chapter of the Palestinian Youth Movement and are currently on tour to different events and demonstrations around Canada. Each chapter that receives the map does research and updates it.
You guys can't see it, but we're showcasing essentially a reconstruction of two maps, Gaza maps, pre and post October 7th, to try and visualize and show the magnitude of the destruction and make sure that we're continuously exposing the crimes of the Zionist entity.
The Montreal Palestine Festival is now soliciting feedback online about the event, and organizers expressed interest in running similar family-oriented cultural showcases in the future. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.